Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Byron Morton, the Vice President of Leasing for the MART, the host of Neocon. Byron, how you doing?
I'm doing really well today, Kemp. Happy to be here.
Hey, we're less than a week away. We do this interview every year just prior to Neocon. I want to update our listeners about what's going on. Let me just tell you, I checked the weather just a minute ago. It looks like it might rain just a little bit on Sunday, but Monday and Tuesday are going to be great days. So be a good time to be in Chicago, right?
Oh, the second week of June in Chicago is always one of our best weeks of the year weather-wise. And obviously for the design industry, one of our favorite weeks of the year. Show's looking really good. We're welcoming a large crowd to the MART starting over the weekend, really.
Yeah, so tell us, what's your anticipated attendance? What are you looking for?
Well, last year we welcomed over 52,000 attendees to the MART. The majority of those were from the A&D community. Our registration this year is right in line with where we were last year in 2024. But I think as exciting as the numbers, some of the names of firms and end users that are coming to the show this year are just incredible. I mean, if you look at the registration, obviously AECOM and Gensler and IA Interior Architects and Nelson and Rockwell and Studio Gang, you know, all the names from the A&D community are in attendance. And then, you know, when you look at our end user roster, we've grown our end user and corporate decision maker audience significantly over the last number of years. And, you know, we've got people registered from Abbott, and Accenture, and Bain, and Bank of America, and Microsoft, Delta Airlines, Fidelity, Google, Hyatt, Progressive, Salesforce. So we are very excited about the attendance of the show this year.
You just mentioned Delta Airlines, just something anecdotal you probably wouldn't know. But, you know, they've got crown rooms, or I guess they call them Sky Club now. And when you walk in there, there's the same floor in every one of them. And it's part of the signature for Delta. And it's an interface product that they've been using for years, and they love it because they can spill food on it and it cleans right up. And it's a carpet so that you can enjoy the acoustics of the space. So this is why you're there, right? I mean, we're talking about picking the right interior finishes for a specific application. That's what the show is all about.
That is what the show's all about. I mean, we have everything for the commercial built environment, from floor covering to acoustic products to building products to furnishings and lots of task chairs as well. You know, you bring up Delta and their Sky Clubs. That's really a great point because as I look at, you know, our attendance list, those companies that are looking to do large-scale renovations of what really are their brand statement environments around the country, they're looking for standards and they standardize.
Yeah.
And those manufacturers get visibility to groups like that, you know, really reap some big benefits.
Okay, so let's move to another topic. I know you've got some special keynote speakers. Run through those real quick for us.
Our programming this year is really exciting. It kind of features around three central themes. Those themes are designing for inclusivity and neurodiversity, as well as neuroaesthetics. And then, of course, return to office is still a very hot topic within the industry. So our keynote lineup is spectacular. It includes Annie Jean Baptiste, who is the author of Building for Everyone and the director of product inclusion and equity at Google. Alice Rosthorn, who is the author of Design as an Attitude and host of the Design Emergency podcast. And she'll share her vision of design at Neocon as an eclectic and open-ended agent of change that can help us all live safely, fairly, and prosperously. So I think that's going to be really exciting. Chris Barton, the founder and creator of Shazam, he holds 12 patents and was involved in the early days of Google and Dropbox. And he'll talk about how innovation comes from not just an idea, but from a series of insights, you know, to overcome obstacles along the way, which I think we've all lived through.
Right.
And then in addition to the keynotes, we have a great lineup of featured presentations that run late morning and early afternoon each day. IIDA Collective Design Live will give a talk on how to design a more inclusive future. And that will be moderated by Mark Bryan, who's the Senior Foresight Manager at Future Today Strategy Group. Two panels discussing return to office, one by Crane Chicago and another by Fast Company. Martin and Anastasia Lesjak of 13 and 9 Design are presenting a feature on integrating fractal-based design, which I'm sure you've talked to our friends at Momentum about. You know, just a number of other great feature presentations in the afternoons. We have over 60 CEUs that will be available virtually on neocon.com from June 9th to October 1st, plus 8 on-site CEUs for those that need to get a few CEU credits while they're here. On the 7th floor, we're bringing back Neocon Talks, which will include 12 thought-provoking 20-minute conversations on the 7th floor exhibit hall. And then a couple things that we're doing new this year that are really exciting. We're doing 5 Neocon workshops, which are immersive experiences that focus on relevant subjects to our industry. Everything from weaving to urban sketching to design for better health and work and sustainability. And then a series of 4 inside design tours over the weekend, which will be interactive tours throughout the city of Chicago. They'll feature historic renovations, a studio tour of a graffiti artist, a curated lunch, and a behind-the-scenes tour of design and innovation at the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry. So programming is just off the chart this year.
Sounds like you people have been working hard. You know, you're vice president of leasing for the MART. Some people are wondering, you know, how is the MART doing? And it's actually doing really well, isn't it? I know you are announcing today a new huge tenant on the 3rd floor. So things are going well with that, right?
Yeah, showroom leasing is really strong. Our team has been very busy throughout the year. We've had 6 major expansions and renewals from very key tenants, Davis Furniture and Andro World, who's moving from about 10,000 square feet to 20,000 square feet on the 3rd floor. And Turf is opening their Design Experience Center on the 10th floor, which will just be the buzz of the show. It should be very exciting. West Elm Work by Steelcase has established a space in the MART, as well as other Steelcase ancillary brands, Vicarbe and Smith System.
Now, we know of the permanent showrooms. We've got HMTX, we've got Aquafil, we've got Mannington Commercial, we've got Patcraft and Shaw Contract.
We have a really great complement of flooring manufacturers throughout the building representing all product segments. 7th floor, you can expect to see Ayers Flooring. Of course, the AHF Products family of brands will be on 7. Patcraft is taking a satellite space on 7 to showcase a new product that they have. Mountain House, and we're even featuring some coatings companies. We've got Torginal on the 7th floor as well. And you can't forget our flooring resources throughout the rest of the building as well, which are here year-round in our residential showrooms, but really have a lot of contract play as well. 1st floor, we've got Carlisle Wide Plank Floors, Divine Flooring, Exquisite Surfaces. On 6, of course, there's Stark and Watson Smith, which carries Chilowitz and Wendy Morris Design. We also have a multi-line showroom on the 6th floor, Wells Abbott, who just purchased a custom hand-sewn rug company called Vermilion, which will be featured in their space. 14th floor's got Lapchi, Edward Fields, and Taiping, which coincidentally is their 90th anniversary this year, and David Sutherland, stain-resistant indoor and outdoor rugs. So the flooring industry at the MART is alive and well.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. I think MSI is on the 1st floor, too.
Yep.
Great to talk to you, Byron, and thanks for spending time with us. Look forward to running into you probably on Sunday. Again, been talking to Byron Morton, the Vice President of Leasing for the MART, who hosts Neocon, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.